you know, I thought it would be a good mm-hmm. topic to talk about today. So yeah, just
yeah,
some,
start us off here. What did you
I'll
find?
I'll give you guys some background info. So yeah, basically, young blood does have some power to reverse certain aspects of aging when they're infused into older bodies, and like recent research has shown this, but it's also been kind of been building on research from a while ago, from like the 2000s and stuff. But basically, they're saying it can lead to stronger muscles, sharper thinking, a stronger heartbeat, and stuff like that. And they found that out by, yeah, doing experiments on mice, doing this thing called a parabiosis procedure performed on mice.
It's gross. I looked this up, and it's basically they just stitch together the insides of these mice, and they combine their circulatory systems.
Yeah, they peel back their skin.
Little gross.
It's pretty gruesome.
Little gross.
Yeah, but that is how they, I guess, got those results.
Yeah, and it was taken from the 1950s, so they actually did these experiments and copied them from the 1950s and redid them in the 2000s. Because, yeah, I tried to read on some of these articles too, but, yeah.
Yeah, and a few kind of corporations or, like, startups are trying to build on this, so there's this one called Alkahest, and they had a clinical trial that showed that Alzheimer's patients who were infused with human plasma, from donors in their 30s, actually appeared to arrest expected mental decline due to certain proteins found in their plasma. So those like proteins found in younger plasma actually kind of combated Alzheimer's effects, which is interesting.
I wonder if they had any issues, because I know with blood transfusions there could be a lot of safety issues.
Yeah, it is. It's not approved by the FDA.
It's not approved. Oh geez. Yeah, because for blood transfusions, I think not even just for infusing for rats, but in general, there's a lot of things. Like, people can have allergic reactions, I've heard, fevers, or even the body, your own body, your white blood cells will attack the red blood cells that are given to you through plasma, because it's unrecognizable if you don't have the same blood type. So I feel like there could be a lot of problems with this if it goes wrong. So
yeah, for sure.
FDA disapproving makes sense.
Well, it's not approved, but they also said like, hey, you guys need to investigate this under the new drug category. So it's not like, you know, illegal or anything by those standards.
Right.
But
are they still going through, are they still trying to get FDA approval, or do you know?
I'm not sure right now.
Yeah,
but it is, like, I think it's something that people are going to be trying to pursue as kind of a pathway for fighting aging, or some effects of aging at least.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's also a second article that we both tried to do a little research on, as well as like this plasma idea. Personally, I don't think I believe that this plasma idea will work in the long term, but this other one seems enticing in that they created and they're trying to make these anti-inflammatory pills that stop the body's inflammatory response. So basically what happens is that as we get older, our bodies and the circulatory system stops creating as many red blood cells and stem cells that is created in bone marrow. And less blood production means less oxygen to all your bodily functions. And so that's when we just start declining and we can't eat, we can't move, it's difficult. That's when you know you die, is when your body just stops functioning. So
yeah, that's kind of the main
pleasant,
sign.
Kind of pleasant. But anyways, what happens, why your body slows down blood, is because the body emits an inflammatory response, and this would stop the blood stem cells from being made in the bone marrow and when we die. And so they are trying to make a pill that would be the anti-inflammatory pill that stops this inflammatory response. So then it wouldn't decline the amount of red blood cells and things that are circulating in our system, which kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
And it was by Columbia University, so pretty credible, and it was last year. I personally believe that has promising results compared to the plasma. But yeah, what do you think, DJ? You just Star. I almost said your real name. Yeah. Dr. Star. Should we just refer to ourselves as doctors?
Doctors. No.
Doctor.
That is
Dr.
pretty
Coco.
Like gross misinformation. Yeah. You know what, guys? You should actually infuse your child's blood into your bloodstream. That's what I think as a doctor. Yeah, that's interesting, but there is still, like, for me,
some results,
yeah. I'm just kind of apprehensive about any kind of medical intervention at that point in someone's life where it's kind of reaching the end already naturally,
yeah.
Because this might be, I don't know if this might be controversial, but we should, like, this is kind of all these diseases and stuff that's happening in later life. It is kind of a sign from our biological clock to be like, okay, like, now's the time to die, basically, right? And people are already living
too long.
Maybe a bit too long. Like, we're not meant to be functioning for this amount of time, especially when the quality of life is so poor near the end. But it is, like, the other side is that this is trying to fix that quality of life for us at the end. So I'm just, I'm very
Think, what do you think of people who die from, like, earlier in life from cancer or
other things?
Is that
different to me?
So you're just referring to the old people that make it?
It gets kind of philosophical, though, a bit, just because destiny kind of comes in to play, I guess, when it's like, okay, it is, like, the human life cycle is going to have death at the end, you know, and then there's disease maybe beforehand. Like, there's a reason for the death is old age.
So do you think cancer is destiny? Do you think? Because there's, like, people who die at 20 or 30 or 40 and they go down from illness. Like, insulin, if that insulin wasn't created, a lot of people died from untreated diabetes.
I think there is a certain line, I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I think on one side, it's hard to draw the line, like, where medical, like, advancement gets too much, where we're, like, interfering too much with how we're, like, naturally supposed to go about our lives.
Right.
But for cancer and, like, vaccines and everything like that, I think science has done wonderful things for us, but it's just, if we're talking about, like, extending life
through age or by blood transfusion?
Yeah, exactly. And stuff like also steroids or something like that, where it's just getting us to be stronger, like, live longer, like, that kind of thing, I think it's kind of unnecessary and might be detrimental in the future.
Right. What do you think about exercise and diet, though? Because we have been I know that we've been living longer definitely because of our changing diets and as well our more awareness around exercise, and that definitely contributes towards living a longer lifestyle. But would you say that's cheating the body, or would
I would definitely not say that. I think that is, you know, it's accessible for a lot of people to exercise and eat well, so I don't see any problem personally.
I think up to that line, I think diet and exercise is very important, and especially for curing vaccines and insulin particularly. But things like the weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy, those things do, those are for use for weight loss, but they're also used to reduce, like, cardiac events and things.
Yeah.
And which would increase lifespan and longevity. So what would you think about that? Because it is for health.
Getting picked apart over here.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, what's interesting too is that some religions don't believe in any, like, medical treatment or intervention because they think it is kind of, like, impeding on, like, the divinity, basically, and God's path, I guess.
Right.
But
yeah, I've heard of some people not even using sunscreen because they believed it was a medical kind of,
like,
intervention.
Like, the thing is, if a cardiac thing or something happens that's going to cut your life short, I feel like it makes sense to prevent it. But if we're talking about just making our lives longer past what we should, like, naturally live by, I guess, it just seems kind of iffy to me. Like, it seems a bit unnatural at that point.
I
what
see
do
it.
You think?
I see it, especially for the blood transfusion thing. I see that we I don't believe in that. We should be extending to that point in life. I think just particularly because what's the quality of that life going to be? Like, does it matter if we extend it? If we're, are we going to be longer in the nursing home or are we going to be healthier people? Like, how is this blood helping? In what sense? So,
like, if it helps with, and there's no way just a simple blood transfusion or like a pill can help with all aspects of aging, because you're definitely still gonna be suffering in some way. Like, it can't be like mental, physical, complete. It's not like
cognitive
a fountain
decline.
Of life or anything.
It's like you're like the body of an 18-year-old, like the 100-year-old mind. It won't work.
Yeah, there's no way. So yeah, I agree. Like, I think humans are just so concerned with this idea of self-preservation and keeping us like on top for as long as possible, like keeping us living as long as possible, as strong as possible. Like, it's just more and more and more, especially in the medical system in some aspects.
Right.
I do see a bit of capitalistic influence potentially with that.
Yeah.
Just wanting more all the time.
It reminds me a lot of the Botox injections that people get to look younger, because everyone just wants to look younger for some reason, because society deems young people are beautiful, but that's society back again.
It's just, I agree. Like, there's such a big problem I think humans have with overdeveloping to a point where it's just become so detrimental to us. Like, like Botox or something. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no need for this, but we're still like, oh, let's be as beautiful as possible, or like this, like whatever it may be, just to the extreme. And we see that, like, how already, like, developments in technology is definitely negatively affecting us so much. And I think it can extend to things like health. And
right.
Corporations, too, are just ballooning like crazy, getting more and more money. And you see how that's affecting the earth. So it's just that kind of thing.
Right.
When I see this pattern, I don't know. Yeah, we're kind of going off blood transfusions only right now.
But there's also things like freedom of control. Like, shouldn't people decide if themselves if they want to like get Botox or if they want to live longer? Or do you think that's being influenced by capitalism to make them want to live longer?
Definitely. Okay.
We're getting deep here.
Like, I think living longer is just kind of a natural want for a lot of humans to have, I guess, because so many of us are scared of death, so why would we want to die? But also a lot of older, like, elderly people are ready to die. So I don't know. I think capitalism enables us to have that, like, pathway, I guess, of choosing, like, oh, maybe we can choose this medical procedure to live longer. But
overall,
it also, if we do find something that is proven that will get people to live longer, like, who's going to have access to that, too, is the question.
Yeah,
for
the
me.
Rich.
Like, just the rich. I mean, that we like, we don't need that.
Elon Musk living till 300 over here, but all the normies can go to go back.
See, that sounds terrible. So, I don't know. It is just, if it, for me, I also, I've been contradicting myself a lot today, but if it can be used to fight, like, cognitive decline or, like, Alzheimer's or stuff like that, I'm not against that for some reason.
But I see that.
Physical ailments, that's kind of your body just being like, hey, it's time to pack it up, pack it in.
Because I'm still seeing the side of just the young people who are dying from physical disabilities. Because that side is a whole other side. Because
it's different, though.
Should they be given the pill to live longer? If there was this magical pill that is not proven.
Yeah, we're just
right
talking.
Right now, we're just talking.
Hypothetically
right here.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. Honestly, I think it more depends on the quality of their life. Because if we're saying if there's a person bound to a wheelchair and we give them the pill that makes them live longer, does it really matter? Because they're still going to live in that wheelchair, just but longer. So is it
But just living in a wheelchair doesn't mean they have, like, a bad quality of life.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more just, like, how much can you do for yourself? Like, how much autonomy do you have in your life? And pain.
And pain.
So, I don't know. It is something.
It's a touchy situation.
It is touchy. And I definitely could see, like, the medical system advancing at least in the next couple, like, years, maybe the next 100 years, if we get to that point, like, where it could be overdeveloped to the point where kind of more detrimental things are being introduced, even though they seem surface level, like, good things, like living longer or stuff like right. that.
But don't we, I feel like I'm interested to know mm-hmm. in how far we can go as humans, yeah. though, because when can we stop? I'm interested.
There really is no stopping us.
Yeah. Honestly. Like, should we stop?
It's pretty bad.
Should we stop?
We should stop.
We should stop.
Let's just end it all right now.
Because I don't know, because now I'm thinking maybe we shouldn't yeah. stop. Because
why?
Because
you're curious.
They're not forcing us to take these pills, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're not trying to shove it down our throats and be like, hey, live longer. You can decide if you want to live longer. But these pills aren't created yet, obviously. But but yeah. saying that,
yeah.
like, most people will probably just don't really want to live longer, but just having the option of having them, I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
But you can also say, like, the same thing for plastic surgery. Like, nobody's forcing you to do that, but the fact that it exists and the fact that people partake in it kind of changes how we function, at least, like, it influences our society for right. sure. So it's not gonna be just, like, the individuals who, like, partake in that. It's gonna be completely separate from
right.
our projection.
Because they can market on the fact that the rich people and the rich and the healthy people are taking these magic pills, mm-hmm. and but just, like, the rest of you aren't. So.
And the gap between the privileged and the underprivileged are just going to keep growing larger and larger, too.
But I don't think there's no stopping society from progressing forward. There's no stopping
nobody's
us.
Nobody's going to be making these laws yeah. saying, guys, you know what? Maybe yeah. this won't be good in the future. Because yeah. we don't really look towards the future very often when we're making these kinds of decisions.
Oh, yeah. And the government, they're not listening to us right now. Like, yeah. they're not going to be like, oh, these two girls from the radio station, they're saying no.
Yeah, it's not even this is, like, a major issue that we're facing right now, but even any, like, modern day problems that we have that are so bad. Like, even just having cell phones at this point or stuff like that, like, yeah. those aren't good for us, but there's really no, like, monitoring of it because of capitalism, like, partially because of capitalism, because it, like, you know, makes the economy grow bigger and keeps the world turning around. So
yeah. And in all in hand, there's no stopping us. There's no stopping. But
yeah, we might become immortal pretty soon.
I mean, who would knows? That be too terrible? Honestly, maybe it would be a little terrible.
Well, the Earth isn't going to be immortal, so.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
all just stay on the Earth and then everything dies.
Just hop over to another planet. Just destroy everything that we possibly can in the universe. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. We're being a little pessimistic here today. But I think
there's the blood thing, like the blood transfusion used for Alzheimer's, cognitive things like that. In my opinion, I think that is pretty beneficial.
Right.
But. And it's just a fine line going yeah. forward.
And going back in time as well, this isn't just a modern concern. I think mm-hmm. people of all centuries have wanted to live longer and mm-hmm. try to live infinitely long even. Like, I did a little research and there's this Spanish explorer, Juan Ponce de Leon, and you might have heard of it. It's the folktale of the Fountain of Youth, and it's from the 16th century, and that was the magical water source that was supposedly capable of reversing age and sickness and process. Of course, this is a folk tale and they mm-hmm. never found anything, but there's been so much evidence that humans have just always wanted to live longer.
Yeah.
And there was also another creepy story that I kind of found before reading about the blood transfusion, and it was that in the 17th and 18th century, they tried to transfer fluids between old and young people. Mm. So they were kind of getting the message.
Yeah, definitely.
They were getting there. But the scientists, they basically made old people sleep with virgins, young virgins,
yeah,
and as well bathed and drank young blood. That obviously did not work,
yeah.
but
that's,
isn't that creepy?
That is creepy.
So I don't think it's not a modern concern that we've always wanted to live yeah. longer and wanted to just be younger and be better. That we think younger
just
is better.
Just more. Yeah.
It's been, like, common.
Our population is already way too big to be sustainable. Living, like, every member of that population living longer, but also having babies and just that kind of cycle. Mm.
I think the birth rate is actually going down, though. I don't believe it's going up.
Okay.
Especially in Korea. I know that South Korea is declining, but that's a whole nother topic.
Still, 8 billion people.
8 billion people, still a lot of people. a lot of people we won't
still
meet.
Still, future is not looking...
Look a little
super
bleak.
Bright.
yeah, we're getting a little
anyway,
off
sorry,
topic.
Guys.
But
not to be a downer.
but that's it.
About the future. But
that's
yeah,
it for us.
That's it. We're going to zip it. Some good things, some bad things about it. Let's just...
We're moving on.
the next song that you're going to hear is actually a really good one. I'm excited to play it. It is Informer by Club Angel.
Ooh, already hear it. Okay.
Yeah, it's coming in. Hope you guys enjoy this one and don't think too much about the future. Okay, bye.
Enjoy.
It's a bad man. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. I am DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And the song that you just heard was Jwoon by Multivitamins. He's from Montreal. And before that, you heard... I think before this was the only song that we played. Oh, before this was that song I already introduced. Informer by Club Angel. So sorry, guys. I'm not super on top of it today.
Yeah, we need to do a little rushed exit out of here because we're running out of time.
We're running out of time, again, as usual. The next up show is Revolution Rock at 7 p.m. And then Bitcoover is on at 8 p.m. with our music director, Connor. So definitely keep tuning in until then. And maybe forever. Just tune in 24/7 if you can.
Just never support stop.
Community radio. And yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, hopefully you enjoyed our riveting discussion on aging and blood transfusions. That kind of spiraled into a much bigger topic. But
we always bring it back around to society in some way.
And capitalism.
Yeah,
we'll be bringing you a whole new topic next week and a whole new set of songs for next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at our usual slot. So, yeah, thank you so much again for being here. And I think we're going to exit off with a song. No, we're not going to exit off with a song. We're just going to go straight to the end.
Yeah, we need to work on our goodbyes. Exits. But you know what? It's so hard to say goodbye sometimes.
Yeah, we just want to be here forever.
We can't stop talking. Yeah. We want you guys to always be listening.
Yeah, but check us out also on our website because we also have a new logo and some show information. So go check that out. But yeah, thank you so much and bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.